These are my instincts, and they're always bad. They're always wrong. Media guy Craig just called a minute ago, and Biggie said, media guy Craig has some Friday the 13th information for you. Now, we haven't spoken at all about Friday the 13th today, and I said to Chris Dim, I'm not taking this. This is wrong. What are we taking this for? There's no point in this. I mean, what we're not talking about Friday the 13th.
Wasting my time.
I thought about batting him away for that, but I risked it.
Biggie said, you need to take this. I said, you better be right, because
it's not Friday.
It's not
Friday. It's not the 13th.
It's not even October. Okay? It's not even horror movie
month. Spectacular season.
Okay. But then we took the call, put it on tape, and by the end of it, I said to Chris Dim, this is the greatest call we've had all year.
I could hear you in my separate room going full Southern girl.
Oh, look at this. Well, he's got some information about Friday the 13th, part 3. I mean, that's what everybody's talking about today. Friday the 13th, part 3. Most radio shows would just give you the regular Friday the 13th music, but we have the special part 3 music. This is opening credits, Friday the 13th, part 3, in 3D. Friday the 13th news from media guy Craig.
Well, this week on the 3rd, Friday, October 3rd, there's going to be a national screening of Friday the 13th, part 3, starring your favorite Jason, Richard Brooker.
This is news to me. And so I can go to the theater and see Friday the 13th, part 3.
And even better, in 3D.
Yes. Yes. I'm doing that. I did that in 1982. I saw it in 3D in the theater in 1982, so I could relive that.
Absolutely, and I did the same thing. It's at Regal Cinemas. The Regal Cinemas chain has Fathom events, and they are doing 31 nights of old horror films every day in October, and October 3rd is Friday the 13th, part 3.
They're stealing your act, Biggie.
They are. You did 31 days of reviews.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, part 3 has become more and more beloved to me. When I first saw it, I was like, okay, pretty good.
Have you only, when they show it, I'm assuming they show it on streaming channels.
Yeah.
Is it non-3D?
It's non-3D, and it's unfortunate because you can tell where the 3D parts are, but they're not in, you know, not in 3D.
So the technology have evolved?
We'll find out. But because
will the technology of your weed have evolved?
Well, when I saw it, I was
by leaps and bounds.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yes, yes. When I saw it, I was only 11. My dad took me to see it. And as I'm looking at my calendar for Friday, October 3rd, my wife made me put in there, my son is home for fall break this weekend. And she put in there, plan nothing.
I just saw him.
Oh, man. I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Is the show like a 7P show?
Well, all I know about is what he just said. Probably. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I don't know that because I've seen a couple of those Fathom events. It's usually like a one-nighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my son will probably go out with his friends.
He didn't want to see Dad.
He'll see me.
Yeah, I have a feeling but your wife may order him home.
She might. Or I could take him like my dad took me when I was, but I was only 11.
Does he have interest in that type of film?
No.
Experience?
No, not at all. No.
And I bet your dad slept through that whole thing.
He hated it.
Oh, he had a hard working job too. So he worked all day.
I can't see anything with these stupid glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had
those paper glasses and with the red and the blue lens.
See, this goes back to what kind of like we were talking about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. Because you know there was an argument in the kitchen before that about taking you.
You said you'd take him. You need to take him. All right. I've been working all damn day. I don't want to take him to see no stupid movie.
Where's his sister?
Don't I do enough for this family? You promised. Look at him sitting there all alone.
Why didn't your sister take you?
I don't know. She was, let's see, in 1982, she was gone. She was gone to college.
Oh.
But remember when she was in high school in 1970 or 1980, maybe she was home from college for the summer. She took me to see Friday the 13th, the original, with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
At the drive-in.
Sat you right between them.
That's right.
Still my favorite.
Mom said, sit between them. I did. Right up in.
Works better than any condom I've ever seen.
Right between them.
No teen pregnancy there.
No, nope. Sir. Right at the drive-in. I didn't realize until 20, 30 years later when Chris Dim told me you were the cock block.
What? Oh, yeah, big time.
What?
Truly, really, you were right in the middle.
I was shocked to hear that. I didn't know that was such a thing.
The gear shift's hitting my nuts.
Yeah, whatever, kid.
Eat your popcorn.
That's when I first developed my love for Friday the 13th. 2 years later, my dad takes me to see Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D in the theater. And when we walked out, I said, did you like it? Because we sat separate from him. My friend and I went, Brian Thomas and I went, and he sat in the back, and he goes, that's the nearest bunch of nothing I ever saw in my life. And then a year or two later, he had to take me to see.
All the boobies were blurry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is there TNA?
Yes.
Yeah. It had to be.
Yes.
Especially in 3D.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's pretty good sex in the hammock.
Okay. Does it swing the hammock toward the camera?
Yeah. And then, of course, unfortunately, they also, in part three, they redo a murder. You know, Kevin Bacon's classic murder from part one is redone in part three through a hammock.
Oh, arrow through the neck.
Similar. Yeah. Knife through heart to girl. And again, it's hand coming out like that. Great kill in part three. Biggie knows this. Have you reviewed part three?
I'm trying to remember. I think we might be doing it this year.
That would be wonderful. My nipples are getting hard. This is.
I can't remember.
We should
look
go together
list.
Friday night. You and I should go together Friday night and see it.
Oh God, no! My family's in town, so
bring them.
So's Kelly's.
Mine's too. We'll all go. But anyhow, there's a guy that can walk on his hands in part three, and he does it throughout the movie. Well,
we can't make fun of those people anymore. It was a different time and more acceptable then.
No legs. Yeah. Dancing around the campfire.
Yeah, give me some guy who can walk on his hands. Oh, yeah, I got a list right here.
No, this guy can walk on his hands. And he was the one that had sex in the hammock. Mm. And after the sex in the hammock, his girlfriend's in the shower. And he goes, you want a beer? And I was like, I mean, they were like 18, 19 years old, whatever. Having a great weekend away at a cabin. And she's like, yeah, give me a beer. So he walks down the hallway on his hands just for fun, looks up. There's Jason above him with a machete and gets him right through the groin. I mean, that is a fantastic murder scene. They filmed it beautifully.
Is he buck naked?
No, he has put on his jeans by that point. So he's wearing jeans and he is walking on his hands and they get him right down the shaft.
Would you wear your mask?
I could wear my
mask. To the movie? Your signed mask?
Friday the 13th Part 3 is where the mask was born. Remember in Part 2?
No.
In Part 2, it was a pillowcase. I told you this.
You must have.
Yeah.
That's when he gets this, again, the couple having sex through the bed with an arrow, and he takes their pillowcase. Mm. Remember the first time I told you, Biggie said, you could have just asked for that. You didn't have to kill us for that. He takes the pillowcase. In part three, there's a guy in it who's a real nerd named Shelley, and he's always dressing up and trying to like fake that he's dead and stuff like that. And he puts on a mask and like comes out of the lake. Well, it's a hockey mask, and when he's killed, Jason takes the hockey mask. That's where it's born. That's it. It's Shelley's hockey mask. Great trivia. Man, I'm glad media guy Craig called. Look at my instinct.
Look at Biggie almost not putting him through.
My instinct was, bat him away.
What are you doing, Biggie?
Don't need anything. It turned out Friday the 13th Part 3 is coming back to theaters. But my wife has said, plan nothing for Friday night. How am I going to round this? I don't know. Plus, I was supposed to plan nothing the whole weekend, but I got a pickleball tournament on Sunday. I know. And it was rescheduled for March. There's nothing I could do. I have to go to it on Sunday. My life, man. You know?
Yeah.
Do others have to deal with these kinds of logistic nightmares?
Yes.